CNN News Selection Number 3. Food Healthy for the Planet.
It looks, smells, and even tastes like meat, but this food is actually all vegetarian. People in Hong Kong have started to savor meat-like products that, with the help of food tech, do not involve the production of animals. Impossible Foods, led by Dr. Pat Brown, is one of them. Using genetic engineering, his team has managed to isolate heme, an iron-containing molecule that gives meat its unique taste and smell, and derive it instead from soy plants.
We want to save this wonderful planet for future generations, and it really is at a critical point of risk due to our use of, believe it or not, our use of animals as food production technology. It is by far the greatest threat to the global environment.
The Impossible Burger has already launched in the U.S. and is now expanding internationally for the first time. Top Asian female chef Mei Chow is using the meatless alternative to cook up a fresh new take on two of her signature dishes. She is one of a few Hong Kong chefs using the product.
It's not just about eating it, but it's about cooking it. So when you cook it, it sizzles and it sears. It can go from rare to medium to medium well. So you can cook it almost like a piece of steak, like a patty.
Another option is Beyond Meat, which makes beef substitute from pea protein. It is sold in select supermarkets and as an alternative patty to beef burgers in some restaurants. Nearly 50% of the planet's land is used for grazing or for crops to feed animals. This farming is particularly taxing on our environment, producing greenhouse gases and using up water resources. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization says world beef consumption is increasing the most in East Asia and the Pacific, driven by demand in China. For chefs like Michelin star-winning Uwe Opechensky, it is incredibly important to set a good example. He is also trying Impossible Foods in his restaurants.
They, as producers, as the chefs, we have got the chance of making changes, correct? Because these days people look at chefs, what they do and how they do things, and then become trends, and then becomes more than trends, becomes a lifestyle.
One challenge is how these food tech products are regulated. Impossible Foods have applied for, but not yet received, U.S. Food and Drug Administration approval. The FDA wants more proof that the lab-produced protein is safe for humans by more thorough testing. Some organizations like Friends of the Earth argue there is no need for companies like Impossible to use genetic engineering to create meat substitutes. While the health and environmental damage caused by large-scale industrial livestock production should not be minimized, the success of non-animal burgers like the non-GMO Beyond Burger demonstrates that plant-based animal substitutes can succeed without resorting to genetic engineering. Are consumers in Asia ready for genetically engineered fake meat? It's an experiment now unfolding, one bite at a time.